1, go.
Well, that's a number one bestiality podcast. There ain't no number two. Well, that's a number one bestiality podcast. It's great for me and you. It's Danish and O'Neill.
I feel guilty after masturbating.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
Who doesn't? Hey, everybody. It's the Danish and O'Neill here.
Yeah, back. We're back at it again. You thought we were done after last episode? Well, you were wrong.
Wait, who thought that? I didn't think that.
At least 7 people out there thought we were done. I saw it.
Yeah, they reached out and they're like, are you guys done after this?
LA Times wrote an article. Might be the end of an era.
There will never be a publication that ever writes anything about us. I think we're so underground. That's the way I like to refer to us, as underground.
We're underground comedians.
We are.
Thank you to everybody who came to the tapings yesterday of The Basement with Danish and O'Neill.
Yeah, man, we had a good turnout. I was shocked, a little nervous, especially we had, one of them was an 11 a.m. show.
Yeah, it was early on, especially on a weekday where people have to work and...
But it was a good turnout,
yeah,
for sure.
Thanks to Brian for making the flight down from San Jose.
He's been everywhere. Skankfest. He was at the Ellis Media. He came out for this.
He went to all 4 tapings.
Yeah, that was a long day for him.
Yeah, it was a long day for us. A long day for him as well.
I felt worse for him than I did for us.
Good to see Dre Day and his special lady.
Yeah.
I met Danny and his special lady.
It was fun.
Thanks for those were the people I talked to, but thank you for everyone else who came as well.
Unfortunately, that first 2 shows, if you came there, we didn't have a chance to do a little meet and greet afterwards because we had to rush to do the other 2.
Yeah, and a lot of outfit changes, a lot of what have you going
on. A lot of wardrobe mishaps.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, we have a show coming out on All Things Comedy Network. It'll be on their YouTube channel on August 13th, I believe.
And then, every following Tuesday, and this is a weekly deal. So it's going to be, we're going to be cranking them out. If you're in the LA area or can be in the LA area, we're going to be probably doing some next month. So we'll see if you want to be in the crowd.
Yeah. It'll be good until they go, you know what? You guys,
you're fired.
We're done with you.
I had a fun time doing it. It was a good time getting in there.
Yeah, we'll see what people think.
I think next time we're going to do 20 in one day.
Yes. He's like, do you think you guys could do 6?
Yes. Like,
I mean, fuck.
You could, but.
Technically.
Yeah, after that, we did that just yesterday, and then I went and did a spot down at the store at midnight, and I was like, between the chunk, you're like, you know, you're just like.
Yeah.
You're like, man, I was like, man, I'm starting to feel really tired.
But part of you, though, is so warmed up.
Yeah.
It's like you did like 20 spots before this.
Yeah. But then you're also like, do I want to do the 21st? I went down there and it's one of those weird late nights in the main room. Because a lot of the, you know, we've been over at our spots. A lot of the crowd does take off.
That's an understatement.
But then you're left with like. Such an odd mixing of people. Some old people, some foreign people, I always say it's like an airline terminal. Like just a very random swath of people.
It's like these people never be together like this anywhere else.
No. And then I don't know, I was just doing some shenanigans the usual. Some guy just ran through $18 in cash onto the stage.
It's great.
And I was like, you may think I'm too proud. I'll pick that up. Don't worry. I'm going to leave it for the end. Because I was like, I'll take the bonus. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, why not?
Pick up that money. But it was just one of those nights where it was just like a lot of weirdos.
Those are sometimes good.
In there. Yeah, it was fun. Had a good time. Glad I went down there.
Let's talk about the show here. This show? Yeah.
The Danish and O'Neill podcast?
Let's talk about Beach Cops. Somebody said that...
Speaking of Brian, he was listening to Beach Cops while he was waiting, I think, for the first Basement with Danish and O'Neill to start. And he's like, man. He's like, I saw a warning about, I think he said, like, minute 47. He's like, or I think that's what he said. He's like, it was crazy.
It's different, folks.
It's to say the least. People are saying online on Twitter, they're like, "This may be causing me dementia."
Some guy though,
but that's
a good
joke.
Point.
If you haven't listened to it, by the way,
some guy brought up a good point.
That guy's a master marketer.
Yeah, he said it's your mind. It's a workout for your mind, right? What you're feeling afterwards is the recovery.
Muscle fatigue.
Yeah, muscle fatigue and recovery.
And I said to him, what do you think it does to us doing it? Like we've said, we're not joking. Yeah. It's taxing.
So drink your muscle milk after you listen to it.
John Little needs a break before he comes back.
By the way, somebody did a great thing. I think it was John Goings, where he said he had a picture of Sparklets at Eagle Rock. And he said, John, I'm going to honk my horn. Can you hear my horn from your place?
He's going
to
freak out. So I'll
know what area. O'Neill, these fuckers are coming for me.
They're on to me. This fucking going.
I started laughing. If he sees that, he will freak out. I'm moving, by the way. I'm getting out of here.
I'm going off the grid. Good luck finding me now.
They know where I am.
He's going on.
Is anyone? I haven't talked to him
in a while. Yeah, I reached out to him. He's good.
Is he fine?
Yeah, he says everything's good.
Okay.
He's got family coming to town next week. I asked to see if he wanted to come back. I said, it's time to come back to Beach Cops. Come on home. I got family. I said, stop ducking me, John. It's my niece and nephew. Come on. I was like, all right. I was like,
Are they staying in the old Muff Slammer?
I'm not sure. I hope not.
Because I should probably change the title of his home from the Muff Slammer
to the kid shelter.
The kid slammer.
I think they're teenagers now.
Really?
I think so.
Wow, they've grown up right before our eyes.
I think the girl, he told me, wanted to be a dentist.
Dude, what are you giving out this information? Now you're talking about my niece and that. This is crazy.
I'm just talking aspirations. I didn't give her address. I will. Beach Cops is, you got to hear it. You got to hear it to believe it.
It's on Patreon.
It's on Patreon.com. People ask, how do you see the video? It's on Patreon as well.
It's a $10 tier.
Yeah. It's an exclusive.
Did you watch that? You said you watched Cody Covington versus Robbie Lawler.
I'm so out of the loop that I had no idea that those fights were on for free on ESPN. There's so many things going on.
It was like a noontime fight.
Why, though?
Because was it in a foreign country?
It was in New Jersey.
Oh, I didn't even know Mickey Gall was fighting.
I didn't. Courtney said to me like a day ago that she's like, there's so much, like, many fights. Yeah. I didn't realize Mickey Gall's fighting on this card. I didn't either.
I was shocked. I go, wait, Mickey Gall's on this?
He won. I was glad to see he got back in the win column. Yeah. And it was a fight at home for him.
Yeah. And then the Cody Covington, Colby.
Well, before that was Clay Guida, Jim Miller, which was a battle of the OG Energy Masters.
Dude, that is an old school fight. Those guys have been around forever.
Clay Guida's 37.
God.
He's had 50 fights in the UFC.
Wait.
35 and 15.
Not the UFC.
Yeah, total. But
still, he's had a shitload in the UFC.
Yeah, a lot. Because he's like a Cerrone. He fights a lot.
I hadn't seen him in a while, actually.
And then I think was on a bit of his win streak, and then Jim Miller got him in that guillotine. He hurt Jim Miller. Jim Miller regained composure, hurt him, then got him right in that choke in like 30 seconds.
Jim Miller is a guy who's like had his ups and downs. He's been on these hot streaks, and then he goes on these long...
He said he feels like he's in a resurgence right now.
Didn't he? He had a brother, didn't he?
He did. I forget his name.
Dan Miller.
Yeah.
That's like a really old school. That's like a season 4 Ultimate Fighter winner's fight type thing.
They put Clay Guida in the UFC Hall of Fame for his fight again. I didn't know they could put specific fights in. It's him and Diego went in together. For their epic battle.
He ate that head kick. He
that
went down,
epic fucking battle.
Popped right back up.
That was a crazy fight.
I think they need to get Robbie Lawler. He could be the new Chris Lytle if they just start giving him guys that just want to stand up and bang. He's not going to go back for the title anymore.
He's a little older. He said his cardio he felt wasn't as good as it should have been. But he's like, I feel physically as good as I felt in a long time.
Just make good fights for him.
Covington's bad. It was a frustrating fight to watch because Covington's so hateable with everything he says. But then he fights like that smothering, molesting style that's not very exciting at all.
I heard he threw like 500 punches.
He threw a ton of punches, but he doesn't really...
It's all to set up takedowns?
And a lot of it's not for power. I mean, he was connecting, but it's not like he's like demolished. You know what I mean? Like,
his face looked almost worse than Robbie Lawler's.
Lawler was touching him a little bit. He probably landed bigger shots. But I mean, Lawler, I think, got landed on like 200-something times or something. Which isn't good for you.
Do you know who has the most headshots?
He got nailed with a spinning back fist right at the end that kind of like cut him bad on his eye.
Oh, Lawler, really?
Yeah.
Do you know who's taken the most headshots in UFC history?
I don't know who.
BJ Penn.
Oh, that makes
sense. You know how many he's taken?
It's in the last six fights. He's taken them.
That's what they said. They've got most of them in these last. Do you know how many he's taken? 1,300.
Whew.
The next closest is like 1,100 or something.
That'll do it to you.
Hopefully his next fight puts him over 1,500.
Jesus, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, and then GSP cornered some guy who's out of the Faraz,
really?
Faraz camp. He was in the corner. This guy looks like a fucking pretty legit 23 years old. Knocked the fuck out of this guy. Wow. It's a weird last name. I don't know the ethnicity, but he fights out of Montreal.
Look at GSP in the corner.
I was thinking to myself, like, I bet he's saying crazy. He said some crazy shit to this guy training. He's like some pretty odd beliefs.
Yeah.
He's obviously, like, he knows fighting, though. Like, the guy has, like, an unreal knowledge of
have
it.
Have you seen his new training? Is on
the pool stuff?
Yeah, but he's doing stuff on a pogo stick.
In the pool?
No, I'm kidding.
I wouldn't be shocked.
I know. That's the thing. I could see him playing with toys.
Who knows? It's weird. I'd like to see, like, what does he do with his day?
With his day?
Probably a lot of training still, you would think.
Gymnastics in the morning with the local high school girls.
Weird.
And not in a creepy way. I think he just likes to work out.
So weird how genuinely enthused he is about gymnastics, like, late in his life.
But you're that athletic. I could see that. If I could do that sort of shit, I would be, like,
it's not
super
like
into
he's
it.
Not young. He's, like, doing flips and shit.
Yeah, but, dude, that guy is...
Oh, he's a freak athlete.
What percentage of UFC fighters can... literally do backflips?
Seems like 80. It's high.
Yeah, if you could do a fucking standing backflip, your athleticism is off the fucking chart.
Well, they do. Some of these guys are doing them off the cage. I mean, it's a very acrobatic group of people.
I can't even wrap my head around that.
I guess martial arts, though, kind of goes sometimes hand in hand with
yeah, but backflipping off of a, what, 5.5 feet tall fence or 6 feet tall fence? That's crazy. And landing on your feet.
Very risky, too. You're sweaty. You could fall. You could tear your ACL.
Yeah.
Somebody eventually is going to get hurt.
Surprisingly, nobody.
Dana threw Cyborg out. Seems like he's so weird.
He said, because of that video that she did?
And he said, well, I'm out of the Cyborg business, and kind of shit on her.
Did you?
She said she demands an apology.
But why did she do doctored video?
I didn't see the video.
She said, I apologize for editing this video to make it look like Dana said this, but why would you do that?
So, yeah.
But he fired her?
He didn't fire her. He just said, I'm not renegotiating with her. Like, I'm done.
But she's the greatest female MMA fighter of all time.
I don't know.
See, Demetrius Johnson fought in 1FC against a guy who was like 5'9".
I saw he won. I didn't know anything about it.
Decision.
He won and Eddie Alvarez won.
Oh, you see the Eddie Alvarez fight? That was a crazy fight.
No.
Dude, this guy leg kicked him, buckled him. He went to the ground. He was Then the guy was grounded pounding him. Somehow he reverses him. He gets on top. Then he lays in a choke. It was crazy.
Wow.
He was hurt.
By the way, true class. Classy Kobe Covington said
bad.
To Robbie Lawler, former teammate of Matt Hughes, he said, hey, Lawler, you should have taken Matt Hughes' advice. If you see the train coming, you better get off the tracks. And if you don't know, Matt Hughes was in a car accident where a train hit his car. And, like, since he's been, like, a very bad tailspin physically and mentally.
Yeah, it's literally ruined his entire life.
Kind of a crazy thing to say. I get trying to be controversial, but...
He's a little
out of line.
I hate to use the term cringe.
I hope...
He's turned real cringy.
Hope old Marty Usman whips his ass. He called him out. Usman was doing the desk above, and he took his jacket off in the camera and put it. He's like, come on.
It's going to be a tough.
Covington's just like, let's do it right now. And Usman's like, kind of shrugged, like, all right, I'm not scared of you.
What an idiot. Who's like, hey, I'll fight the champion after I just fought 5 rounds.
Well, he has the belt, too. He's the whatever.
I know, but it's
80
like,
different belts. And the Trump brothers were there.
I saw that.
Trump's sons.
That was crazy.
One of them looks like Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah, the guy, the blonde hair.
Yeah.
Blondish.
The other guy, they both look like they have scummy looks.
Yeah, they got some good hair.
Covington, I'm assuming he really supports Trump. I don't think it's a gimmick.
No, I'm sure he does.
He wears the hat.
Who knows with this guy? I think it's going to be a hard fight for Usman. I think both these guys are going to be a hard fight for each other. I think it's going to be just a lot of those dudes humping on the ground.
And Covington, just his thing is he pushes pace and he has crazy cardio. You got to kind of prepare for that.
Yeah, he's just a grinder.
Yeah, and he's going to smother you. He's going to shoot on you 100 times. But Usman's a wrestler, so hopefully that...
Dude, it should have been Ben Askren versus Colby Covington.
Should have been Ben Affleck versus Colby Covington.
That would have been a good fight, though.
Who, Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
Speaking of fighters, Richard Clark, a.k.a. Dick Clark, out of England, He's buddies with the Austin boys, and we last episode, really? We said we need one of them to try to take on these killer seagulls in London, in England. And he said he's currently on holiday, as they call it over there, with Judo James Austin. And they took a pic with Judo James holding a rolling pin, and he said, "This is the best we got. We don't have guns here." And we're going to see if we can kill any of these things. Oh,
they're doing this Tom and Jerry style?
I guess.
Do you remember when the lady used to chase him with the rolling pin?
The lady who was like based on a pretty racist type background. But yeah, so I guess he's going to try.
They're going to take it rolling pin style. I like it. Go back to the medieval times. That's
I don't know if you
can
judo throw a seagull, but...
You could choke one out with your bare hands.
Yeah.
You could rape choke it.
You could break.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, or you could grab one of its legs and just swing it around and nail it into like a tree or something.
No, you grab it by the neck and you swing it around and then you whoosh, whip it and it snaps the neck.
Yeah, you got to make sure you do it right though, because if you don't, it has just a fractured neck and it's pissed off.
And it could take a dump on you. Is rape choke the technical, like the judo or the jiu-jitsu term?
It's what Eddie Bravo named it in the early 90s. Speaking of that sort of problem, this is, I think I found this myself. Fuck you, Joe Boo. I do it myself. Everyone was sleeping on this one, I guess. This is from MSN. Europe is under siege by beasts.
Beasts?
Yeah.
What kind of beasts?
Wild boars.
Oh, they're going crazy. Dude,
they're in cities.
No.
Yes.
Really?
They're hitting cities. Where? It says The Guardian published a piece on Tuesday describing all the wild boar mayhem. It says long known to be invasive species that are capable of thriving almost anywhere. They've recently expanded to metropolitan centers, including Barcelona, Berlin. You could have been attacked.
What?
And Rome. Even Houston and Hong Kong. Wild boars are taking over the world.
In Hong Kong?
Houston.
How the fuck are they in Hong Kong?
How are they at all these places?
You know, when I was a kid and we used to go in the little town where my mom grew up, just outside there, they had a place where you could go feed the wild boars. And we used to go in the woods and feed the wild boars.
I went in the woods and I fucked the wild boars.
That was a separate woods.
Dude, we need to start a subsidiary of the Beach Cops, the Hog Patrol. To get these things in order.
Yeah.
We got to get out there and start slaying some hogs.
Big beef hoggers.
Yeah, we got to attack these things.
In Berlin, where the fuck? Well, there are a lot of parks.
Maybe it was in that slide. That's why they sealed it off. They're like, just trap them in there.
Let it die.
Let them starve out.
Dude, all these naked dudes, it's going Gordon the Nuts.
You're going to get a tusk to the penis tip.
Gord.
Al Gord. It says the phenomenon is reportedly owed to increased urban sprawl and the accumulation of enticing waste around city limits. A lot of trash.
Yeah, too many people are throwing out too much delicious
shit. How great is the earth that like so much garbage and shit on the edge of the cities that wild boars are now coming for it?
Dude, eventually we're going to be, once the bears, I mean, the bears have already been coming into our world because of the trash. Trash tracks a lot of garbage. Animals.
Trash track. I was like, wait, I don't get it. On top of which, global boar populations have risen since the 80s because of warmer weather, declining predators, and increased crop yield. Apparently, boars become sexually mature when they reach about 77 pounds, meaning eating lots of processed food trash is good for fertility.
Do you know how fucking big that is? 77 pounds, they're coming at you.
And they're fucking.
The crazy thing is these things are like cockroaches. The new rat is a wild boar.
Yeah, and they're just everywhere. I don't know how do they end up in Hong Kong?
How do they end up in Berlin? That's crazy. I would be like,
what if you saw
after
one?
Seeing that city, I was like, holy shit.
What if you were on that racetrack you were on and a wild boar runs across the road? You hit it at 100 miles an hour.
I bet there has. I mean, there's been deer hit around there and other animals, but I could a boar, man, that'd be a big old beast.
So Barcelona experienced the height of wild boar related incidents in 2016. Police reported 1,187 calls about wild hogs running loose through the city.
Wild Hogs 2?
Yeah.
The Tim Allen movie?
With John Travolta eating trash, fighting dogs, causing traffic. And generally inciting chaos. These things are real assholes.
Dude, I kind of like these. They're like anarchists.
Yeah, they're nihilists. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, and they're fighting dogs. Who wins in that? Every time.
I don't think so.
Dude, gore the thing, right? That's what they love to do.
You said dogs win.
Hogs.
Hogs versus
dogs. I meant
hogs,
not dogs.
Yeah. Hog the bounty hunter. We need a big fat guy.
I'm Hog the Bounty Hunter.
Boss Hog the Bounty Hunter?
In response to this, the city has become the gold standard in wild boar capture, elimination, and prevention.
Oh, so they really, they're like, look, we're having a meeting, a summit. Yeah. A global summit.
They're the best hog killers in the world.
You got hogs. We got answers.
They have a team of veterinary scientists from the Autonomous University of Barcelona. It's an odd name.
Autonomous?
Yeah.
So nobody works there?
It's not the Hieronymus Lush of finding articles.
It's Autonomous.
Yeah. They're going so far as to develop a heat map to predict where the boars are likely to turn up. They have like a meteorologist.
Oh.
We got a wild boar population.
Dude, you know what's going to happen if there's like a nuclear war and a whole country's wiped out? It's going to be repopulated with just mass herds of wild boar.
Yeah, you missed a golden opportunity, by the way, because Berlin, they're going just a crazier way. They commissioned a dedicated force of street hunters to pick off boars one by one.
Shut up.
So you could have been killing boars in the streets with Germans.
That would have been great. Yeah, on those jump bikes. Everything's bike related.
What
there.
A live experience that would have been. What a vacation.
Next time I'll go, I want to go on a wild boar hunt in the city.
So far, they've shot 3,000 of them within city limits. That's a ton.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm shocked you didn't see one.
Dude, we did drive a scooter into this neighborhood. Did I tell you about the neighborhood where it was all in the woods?
No.
And it was just narrow. It was barely enough for a car to drive on. It was like this area. It was just all, everybody had like a field with crops in it. And it was this whole area where it was very bizarre. But that's where the boars were living, for sure.
They may have been watching you. They may have been waiting to attack. You may have just narrowly escaped.
Yeah, when I was taking a piss, as soon as I turn my back, one runs up, tries to fucking gore me.
Rome has faced its own recent infestation. In Rome, the guy who wrote this says, "Where I live, boars rooting through uncollected piles of trash have come to symbolize the decline of the city." Jesus.
You know what the problem
Europe
is, too.
Europe is under attack with seagulls and...
Well, dude, the U.S. has its own boar problem.
Yeah.
You know what it is, though? It's like people see those little piglets... And they're like, look how cute they are. And then they probably fucking feed them.
You got to watch out for the boar whores.
Yeah. All you're doing by feeding these animals is making them way hornier.
Yeah. It says boars present the significant drawback of carrying many diseases can be given to humans. Hepatitis E, influenza A.
Wait, hepatitis E?
I didn't know influenza had different letters assigned to it. I thought it was just influenza, but you can get influenza A.
You get hog cough.
Yeah. It said you can also get African swine fever. Never heard of it, but I guess he can get it.
If it's Africanized, like the bees, then it's probably a bit of a problem.
Said some of these cities in Europe are erecting pig borders.
What? It's that bad?
Pig walls. They say their hog-tight barriers have already been erected along the French, Belgian, Danish, German, and Bulgarian-Romanian borders in the past year. Glad to see the Danish-German line has been, that's our connection, has been shored up. These boars can also precipitate terrible road accidents. They cause thousands annually. You avoid a death in Germany.
Seems like, you get one of those big ones running across the Autobahn, you're doing 140.
These things also eat eggs of endangered turtles and uproot vegetation. They destroy an estimated $110 million worth of crops every year.
That's actually not that much.
It says they're smart and capable, extremely difficult to capture.
I bet rats destroy more grain than that.
Yeah, could be. Wildlife conservation expert Billy Higginbotham, which sounds made up, writes that wild pigs can run up to 30 miles per hour.
Shut up.
That's what this guy says.
No fucking way.
He says they can jump over fences less than 3 feet high and have climbed out of pig traps with walls 5 to 6 feet high.
Jesus Christ. Will they climb on each other's backs?
I don't know. Make ladders.
They also said that they could stand on each other's shoulders and wear trench coats and go to bars.
He says, in other words, your boar situation is bad. It says...
They can catch you on a bird scooter because I think those are limited to like... 12 miles an hour.
Yeah, if I was in Berlin, I'd be on a bird scooter shooting a machine gun.
You'd go on a jump bike. Dude, have you been on those jump bikes?
No, the electric ones.
I guess in Europe, they go faster than the U.S. because they don't have all the regulations. And those things cook, man.
Dude, I'm seeing them in L.A. and they're going pretty fast.
Yeah, they
because like at first, it just looks like a regular bike. And you're like, why is that person fucking going so fat? And then you're like, oh, that's got some juice in it.
Oh, but you know what, LA butt fucks us on those because they.
I was wondering why my ass has been hurt so bad.
They doubled the price on them. They went from like $9 for an hour rental to $18 for an hour.
Jesus.
I'll just get an Uber for that price.
I'll go make my own electric bicycle.
$18. They fucked us.
Well, I wonder why.
Probably because it's not a big money. I mean, you know the investment that they have on those bikes? I think each bike costs.
Are those
like
the red bikes? Is that,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think they cost quite a bit to make.
I was driving, if you know LA, I was driving on Fairfax near the Grove, and I just saw like 50 scooters and bikes just all knocked. Someone just knocked every one down in a row. I think they just put them in that area because there's so many tourists.
Yeah.
So it literally, like, the sidewalk was just like a complete mess.
It's like you want less congestion, but you also hate all of these things.
I almost got a guy ran a stop sign on one. They get mad at you. It's like, dude, don't run a stop sign.
Oh, I know, dude. That's the worst.
Follow the laws.
Obey the fucking laws.
You gotta follow the laws of the road.
Yeah,
like you're like a car. If you're on the road, you got to be careful.
We don't know how to do anything.
No,
nice.
Wild boars are going to attack these people.
This is what we really should be. Everyone's worried about nuclear war. They're worried about Iran. They're worried about North Korea. I'll tell you what, North Korea, if you were smart, you'd just drop a bunch of wild boars in every major city. We'd be
they
fucked.
They are just so disruptive. It's crazy how disruptive they are.
Yeah.
They said Seagal has been walking around some of these cities with a fork and knife looking to get some bacon.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that people have mistaken him for a wild boar.
that too.
I heard he's out there looking for wild whore.
Oh, these wild whores are so beautiful.
I'm out there hunting them.
You cannot domesticate the wild whore.
No, I hunt them the old-fashioned way with my penis spear.
On my way here, I saw a guy driving a metallic blue Mustang with the license plate Blue Pony. True Blue.
Maybe he listens to the show.
Guy's a fan. This is quite the story here. This is from Barb. I can't even believe this. I haven't read it, but just seeing the headline was insane. So this dude
looks like a lady.
No, this 10-year-old kid, a mom of a 10-year-old boy. This is from Yahoo. Received the shock of her life recently. A phone call from her local juvenile court, explaining that her son was going to be charged with aggravated assault months after a playground game of dodgeball. It was elementary school.
What?
Dodgeball assault charge for a 10-year-old.
Why?
She said, I couldn't believe it. She's the mother of soon-to-be fifth grader Bryce Lindley, she said of the call. Now, because the boy is being punished is black and the boy who was injured is white, some critics are calling the incident racist, while others, including celebrity comedian D.L. Hewley, who called the charge ridiculous, are among the boy's general defense.
What the fuck?
It says, who says this here? Film producer and self-dubbed number one race baiter Tariq Nasheed. Said some 10-year-olds were playing dodgeball on the playground at school. A white kid got hit with the ball. Then they charged a 10-year-old black child with assault. This is why we should not prioritize any of these border issues while our kids are racially targeted.
Dude, that's
crazy.
Insane.
Who charges a fucking...
Oh, my God.
What the fuck?
It's dodgeball. You got to get hit.
What adults were like, this is a good idea. Let's pursue this as a charge?
Dude, this is the problem.
Unless
with
you take like a bowling ball and somehow disguise it as a kickball.
Yeah, what did he freeze it?
Like, I don't know what you could do where you're like, that's assault.
Dude, we have gotten
there are fights in elementary school that aren't assault. Fist fights.
Dude, what we need to worry about is these fucking kids just in general having all this power.
It's
like one of these kids is like, I've been assaulted.
Dude, you go into juvie and they're like, what'd you do? I threw a fucking dodgeball at a kid. You're going to get...
No street cred in
you
that.
You get your shit pushed in. Like, oh, dude, some of those kids are fucking maniacs.
Some of them are in there for murder.
Some of them are in there for long periods of time.
I can't believe that parents would even... I mean, obviously, there's something severely wrong with these fucking parents.
You got to be a real pussy kid and real pussy parents to be like, this is assault.
So the problem is... And what these people are essentially doing is fucking us. Nobody's going to be able to play dodgeball anymore.
Or anything.
Yeah, you're not going to do anything. Football.
Dude, even flag football. They're like, that's too dangerous.
I mean, football, I think, is probably stupid an idea to play if you're a kid, but...
So this happened on April 29th. Bryce received a one-day suspension.
Wait, he got suspended?
Yeah.
Because he was good at... fucking dodgeball?
For allegedly hitting a classmate in the face, which is, you know, it's probably
illegal.
It's added, I guess, added.
Is it? We were allowed to hit in the face.
Oh, yeah. For sure. I would see girls in gym class nailed in the face left and right.
Also, you're a kid. You don't have control. You can't fucking. When you got older, you could nail somebody in the foot. That was always the best. That was the hardest thing to dodge.
This is crazy. They said the child reportedly sustained a concussion. Bryce should maybe get into pitching if he's not already. He's got, dude, it seems like he's got a cannon.
We probably all had concussions after dodgeball. I'm going to be honest with you.
But because it was an accident, Lindley didn't expect her son to get punished.
How did this school go along with this?
I don't know. It said the injured child's mother, who declined to release her name. The kid's name's probably like fucking Vanderbilt or Rockefeller or Kennedy or something. Says her son had a previous medical condition, then take him out of gym
class.
That's not the
fifth grader's fault.
That made him susceptible to head injuries. This kid doesn't fucking know that. He's got a soft head. I'm going to nail him.
What was it? He's just a klutz.
Maybe he has a soft...
He's ran into so many doors with his face.
Maybe he never outgrew his soft spot from when he was a baby.
Maybe they kept it open so they could keep him like a baby.
Further, she alleges to 7 Action News... this particular injury was no accident, adding that he sustained...
Yeah, I know. No, you're right. It wasn't. It was an intentional, because that's the name of the fucking game. Like, you're supposed to hit somebody with the fucking ball.
If you can't dodge the ball, you're out.
Yeah.
She said her son sustained facial tissue damage to his face. He had a black eye and a bruised nose. Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
She says that her son had already experienced similar incidents and send him to another school.
You know what your son suffers from, and it's not his fault, but it suffers from your fucking pussyism.
Or he's not good at dodging things, so maybe tell him to try something else. Go on the swing set.
Yeah, now you
know. Read a book at recess.
Well, now he knows. Dodgeball's not for him.
Yeah. But she's like, he should be able to win. She says her son had already experienced similar incidents while engaging in physical activities at school, and that she, in quotes, tried not to let it get to this point. Okay. The case, the assistant prosecuting attorney, it's like this is going to court.
This is insane. This guy has nothing better to do. Who's trying this?
A woman.
Ken Kratz?
Maria Miller. Oh. She tells Yahoo Lifestyle, in quotes, this was evaluated by our juvenile prosecuting unit and it was determined that there was enough evidence
to charge aggravated
assault.
Asshole.
This is insane.
You fucking... Aggravated assault? So you're ruining this kid's fucking life?
I'm aggravated reading about this. I want some fucking... I want punitive damages paid
to
me.
Dumb ass is...
It says some seem to imply the incident appears to fit into a larger pattern of what various studies...
What is this kid? He's nailing kids in class?
No, like punishments between black and white students in America. It goes on, blah, blah, blah.
Wow, man. That's
crazy.
Fucking crazy. I can't believe a prosecutor who, I'm going to say, probably has better cases than this.
Dude, taxpayer money... You imagine being on a jury and they're like, this is a 10, I don't even know if this is a jury case, aren't some cases just a judge cases?
But dude, don't snitch, you fucking bitch.
I mean, not even that. What happened to just like.
But if you got a hard hit, then you go.
It's common sense.
I'll get them back.
And if your kid, like I said, you believe is susceptible to this type of thing, then you tell him.
Here's what, yeah.
Be careful.
You know what?
It's all. Proceed at your own risk.
This is what happens when you take bullies out of the schools. Then you get kids that are taking people to court and being prosecuted for playing dodgeball. You need the bullies in there to maintain some sort of toughness.
Between school shootings and this sort of shit in schools, it's a pretty bad time to be in school. With social media, it's tough to be a kid.
Yeah, but also at the same time, kids have never had more power to do whatever the fuck they want in class.
In college.
You don't have to listen to anybody. There's no ramifications for any of your bad behavior.
Yeah, your parents can sue people.
Yeah.
In college, I was forced to take a PE class, which I resented because I like worked out on my own. Like played intramural sports. I was like, why do I have to take a fucking PE class?
We always had to take PE. I did take PE
in college.
Oh, in college. Wait, you had to take PE in college?
Yeah, it was a liberal arts school, so you had to do like everything. So I had to take two different PE, not PE, but like two physical, I don't even know what they called it. I took golf for one, which was I just went to the driving range like once a week and fucked around. And then
first school I went to, I think, because I took fencing for a semester.
The other, I took volleyball. And I had played volleyball in high school, so I was somewhat of a ringer. And the coach was kind of a butch lady. She coached the female. We didn't have a male volleyball team in my college. We had a female. And she coached that team. She was a coach. And like, I think it was at 9 a.m. on a Friday, and I resented the shit out of because I would go out Thursday night.
Yeah, 9 a.m. That's Thirsty Thursdays.
Then I'd have to wake up and go to this fucking volleyball class. And I was like, if I'm coming here... I'm playing volleyball. Like, I'm here.
I'm here to play.
And so everyone in the class hated me. Because, like, they were like, because I was pretty good. And
that sounds like a waste of college money.
I fucking spiked one so hard. And it hit this poor girl right in the face. And the female volleyball coach, like, may have orgasmed. And she came up to me on several occasions, like, you need to be playing on a club somewhere. You need to, it's a waste of talent. I was like, I don't really care.
Oh, you mean for that lucrative volleyball contract that's out there?
She just meant like to go, you know, like some.
But what
weird,
do you do with it?
Yeah, I was like, I don't want. I have other things to do.
Like, you're not going to be a pro. I mean,
she just wanted, wanted me to be like a hobbyist, like go play with other. I was like, okay.
What are you going to do? Like, the only way to make money doing it is beach volleyball. And yeah. Other than that,
well, I'm not playing professionally. Like, yeah, not, so like, those guys are like 6'8".
But who wants to go? Oh yeah, I got to keep my volleyball habit up.
That girl, yeah, I think she sat out the rest of that class, and she had like a look in her eye the rest of the time.
How can
like,
you fail volleyball?
I think if you don't show up,
dude. What a shitty thing to have to waste your money on,
or just your time. It's like, why am I have to go do this?
I don't. You know, they don't require you to take gym in school anymore. In high school,
I would always say like, school, I played 3 sports. In high school, why do I have to go take a fucking PE class?
Dude, I was required to take swimming. Everybody had to know how to swim.
Yeah, we didn't have a pool, so I would have gladly.
But you still had to go out there, and you know, I mean, that was the worst.
My school had crazy shit. I don't think I ever did this in PE, but one of the teachers would do fucking archery, and all my friends would just launch the arrows up onto the roof of the school.
Sounds dangerous.
Yeah, like they're just like going
crazy. But there's a guy working up there.
Say it hits a window or it just hits somebody walking by. It comes short.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah, they're like, why are we shooting fucking arrows?
It's gotten to we're reaching a saturation point here of giving children power.
Yeah.
And parents going along with it.
Yeah,
dumbasses need to start fucking taking control of your own kids and being like telling them, hey, man, I don't know. You got hit with a fucking dodgeball. You play dodgeball. You get hit in the face.
And if your kid was susceptible before this, guess what? Guess who's got a big target on his back? Every one of that kid's friends are like, you fucked our friend over.
I don't think kids do it anymore.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I don't think they do.
They're probably best friends with that kid now.
I think it's like, let's attack him on social media.
Jesus.
It's a weird.
We need to go back to the 80s, like Stranger Things, where kids were cool and playing Dungeons and Dragons in the basement
and getting beat up.
On this new season, that Will's really, he wants the game to never stop. They're like, hey, man, we found out there's chicks out there.
Yeah, we're trying to finger bang chicks.
We're done with
we're
this.
Cool.
We're bored.
Yeah, it's. I don't want to sound like we sound like those old men, like in my day, but things have changed so dramatically, so quickly.
It seems like there's no sign of it going anywhere near back to what it was.
I'm scared of kids. They're so powerful now that adults will do whatever they say. It's almost like the Village of the Damned. Did you ever see that with all the children become possessed and they?
Oh no, no, no! I saw the one where the kids take over the town hall meeting and they lock all the doors.
That was a good one too.
What
I know exactly what you're talking about. That was in the 80s.
I forget the name.
Yeah, and
of
then
it.
They set it on. They set shit on fire.
They started like going crazy.
Yeah,
they lose their minds.
Isn't that the beginning where they're throwing shit off the overpass at cars?
Yeah, like rocks and shit.
Yeah,
they lost their fucking. They're like riding 10
speeds. That was great. I love that movie.
Riding 10 speeds around causing
They're
chaos.
Total anarchists.
So. Yeah, they lost their shit.
That shit doesn't exist anymore.
I think they either closed down the youth center or something happened with the youth center and they lost their minds.
That's the modern day equivalent of that is doing that, but doing it by whining and not throwing shit or burning shit.
If you're like, she just showed her son, like anytime anything bad happens, you can sue. It's a horrible precedent.
That's why nobody's equipped for the real world. The real world is so fucking tough. I got news for you. It fucking sucks at times, especially if you don't know how to handle it.
I should have saved this for when John Little was on. He would lose his mind over this.
He would
literally throw himself out of a window.
I'm done. I hung myself.
It's over. Fuck it.
You hear that gurgling?
Fuck it.
That's me shitting my pants.
10-year-old going
myself.
To juvie for this? Yeah. Dodgeball? I once raped a man in dodgeball. No charges.
No, it is sad. Like I think like, oh, it's, you know, sometimes you look back, you know, oh, that was tough. And I was like, yeah, I'm glad all of that shit happened because life ain't easy.
What faith in the system is this 10-year-old going to have who's being charged? kid's like, I can't do anything. Like, it's a bad deal. He had to go to court. He used to go to fucking juvenile hall.
I used to be mad at the kids, but I'm not anymore. I'm mad. I'm mad.
Oh, it's the parents.
And you can't even blame them when they hit like 25 and they still act like this, because it's all
they've been raised,
about the development
they've
phase.
Been raised like veal.
Yeah. They've been it's like Kobe beef. They've been rubbed down in beer massages.
Yeah, they've just been taught all the wrong things. Speaking of being taught all the wrong things, this is from Admiral Snack Bar sent me this, which is a great screen name.
That is a great screen name.
This is a Guy Fieri written article, and it is beautiful. This is from NBC News. It says by Guy Fieri at the top.
Is this like, guys, please stop making fun of me?
Oh, it's worse. It could be worse than that. I'm going to try to read it the whole time in the Guy Fieri voice, but I may get fatigued and stop. Everybody loves a barbecue. Barbecue's in quotes. That's become the name for when you grill out. Maybe because it sounds a lot more fun. Nobody wants to come over for a grilling. Just sounds bad.
It almost sounds like he's laying claim to the barbecue.
No, he's saying he's anti the name barbecue.
Oh, he's anti.
He likes the term grilling.
Fuck you, man. Don't tell me what to think.
What? Who cares? Who gives a fuck?
Oh, keep going. All right. This is going to be
The folks are in real barbecue. The folks that are in real barbecue, be it the barbecue business, the barbecue competitions, or the barbecue lifestyle. What the fuck?
Are taking offense to this?
He always talks about his barbecue experience. He's a big competition.
He's referring to is people that like slow cook meats for 12 hours.
Fat guys
make their sauces.
Fat guys that do competitions in swap meet parking lots.
Wear bibs when they eat.
Seagal's a judge. Oh, this is some tender. This is a tender rib.
This is almost as tender as those Russian sex slaves I have in my home.
See those women over there? I allegedly want to grope them. he said, we all laugh about it, about people calling it barbecue.
Oh, wait. Oh, him and his grill mates?
Yeah, him and his greasy fucking handed friends.
Him and Hunter.
Yeah, and Ryder.
And Matthew McConaughey.
Barbecue is low and slow, where you take the time to slowly cook meat to break it down and let it become tender, taking anywhere from 8 to 18 hours.
Yeah, so fucking what, dickhead?
He wants specific. He's saying what we're doing is harder than what you're doing.
Yeah.
Don't call your backyard.
I'll call whatever the fuck I want. Exactly. Mind your fucking business, Guy Fieri.
Shut your shut your trap.
Grilling.
Shut your Guy Wasabi Tex Nacho trap.
Who goes, hey, you want to come over? I'm grilling.
No. Actually, that term is incorrect. Because it's like, who gives a fuck what it's called?
He actually wrote this and someone printed it?
Yeah.
How... Does he have nothing better to do?
Apparently not.
Me and my friends are laughing at you, you morons.
Said, I don't think everybody knows what it is to do low and slow barbecue.
Oh, well, I bet it's like going to Iraq, you piece of shit.
It's curing cancer.
Yeah, wow, holy shit.
It's like flying a fucking plane.
Yeah, people don't know it. It's like, people don't know what these cures go through.
I don't think that everybody has really had that experience.
Oh, wow. Look at you on your fucking pedestal. Look at me, guys. I'm better than you. I've cooked meat for 12 hours.
You should wear medals on his fucking chef jacket from all his experience.
You see this one? You see this bronze star?
Yeah.
That's for low and slow.
I got the purple spatula because I wounded my wrist turning over a fucking piece of meat.
Guess what? I've actually done this. And you know what it is? It's you. Just go check the meat every 4 hours. It's sitting on your asshole, locked wherever you are, because you can't go anywhere because you want your house to catch on fire.
Sounds like a huge inconvenience.
Dude, it's boring. All you do is you put it in there, then you go in, then you come back, then you check it, then you go back in the house again.
He says, grilling is what the majority of folks actually do in the sense that they're cooking vegetables or some protein over an open fire, be it gas, charcoal, wood, or whatever.
What's the whatever? What else is there?
Duty.
Jesus.
What are you cooking that meat over some shit? What is that, horse shit? It's got a great taste to it. When someone thinks that because they're throwing some pork chops on the grill, they're having a barbecue, they're using it like a blanket term. And we all do that a lot.
This guy...
He's almost saying like this is like a form of racism or something.
Dude, I almost started feeling bad that he gets shit on.
And then you read this.
And then I read this, and now I hate him now more than ever. I used to just dislike him. Now I hate him.
You go grab
He makes my blood boil.
He says, you go grab some tissue paper for your nose, you call it Kleenex. Or somebody goes and grabs plastic wrap to cover a bowl, they call it Saran wrap. So I get it. But there's
a real difference. Whoa. What's he...
He's saying like those have become synonymous.
Barbecue isn't a brand name.
No, it's not at all.
Kleenex is an actual tissue.
Yeah, it's a product.
Yeah.
Barbecue's not a product.
His analogy makes no sense.
Well, it's Guy Fieri. I mean, he's not probably not the smartest guy.
I'm sure he had his team proofread it. Hey, Hunter, I know you don't go to school much because you're so busy driving around in the Firebird with me, but I want you to proofread this article.
Hey, Hunter, if you're not cleaning your earrings over there, why don't you come over and help your old man write an article?
God, I can't wait till some real dirty shit comes out about him.
His dirty undies. So I get it, but there's a real difference, and it's worth respecting.
No, fuck you.
Respecting.
Fuck you, you piece of shit. Guess what? When I make macaroni and cheese, now I'm going to call it barbecuing. When I pour a glass of milk, I'm going to call it barbecuing.
By the way, I encourage everyone out there, and we've never done this before because we're not a harassment podcast, but I think people should tweet at Guy Fieri and say that all grilling is it's all barbecuing.
Yeah, and that you guys are losers for slow cooking. Grilling, which aka barbecuing, is actually a more effective form and is harder work.
It's hashtag barbecue forever.
Tell him grilling's harder work than barbecuing. He'll lose his mind.
A cookout, then, from my perspective, is where everybody comes together with food in any shape or form.
What is he writing a book on? On outdoor eating vernacular?
This is the most minute bullshit. Who the fuck cares?
I think it's your issue. It's disrespecting the art form.
There's all different types of foods at a cookout. It would involve grilling or barbecue or both. It's about the community, the celebration. Who cares, dude?
I'm so angry right now.
Who fucking cares, dude?
If he were here, I would fight him.
There's something about the allure of fire that helps bring a group of people together. It must go back to the cavemen.
Oh, you think?
This is the most fucking all over the place.
Who is the archaeologist now?
he's a sociologist. Recently, I was outside with my son, Hunter. He had to get him into the article.
Of course.
Never talks much about Ryder, to be honest.
Because Ryder is probably super cool and is like, hates him.
And I lit the charcoal for our grill, and I said, watch this. Watch everybody come out here to this grill. And sure enough, everyone gravitated from inside to outside as the fire got going.
What?
Something about a fire.
How many times is the guy working the grill by himself where you're like, I should go talk to Steve over here?
More often than not.
Especially if he's been by himself the whole time because nobody wants their clothes to smell like fucking smoke all day.
Especially if it's like a pool party. Like, I'm not going to sweat over there by the fucking hot grill.
I'm going to stay here, eat the chips until the meat is done, and then I'll go eat the fucking meat.
Yeah, you bring it to me. I'll be over here sitting and drinking where I should be. You sweat your ass off over there.
What kind of losers is he hanging out with where they're like, oh, he's got the grill going?
I've never seen fire. They're probably fanboys who are like, we get to see the great Guy Fieri ply his trade. Let's get out there and jerk our dicks over it.
I could see them also, not wanting to lose their, like...
standing in the Fieri totem pole.
Because I could see him being a dick. Like, well, one of you guys isn't going to come to the NBA playoffs. I'm going to let you guys choose amongst yourselves.
Hey, Larry, didn't see you out by the grill.
Yeah.
I noticed your absence.
Do you like the Golden State Warriors? I guess not, because you just lost your seats.
Hey, Hunter, tell Stu he needs to go home. He didn't come outside. Fucking dick.
I could see him doing that at all. He's like, you know, who wants to go to that Metallica concert? You better get up on that fucking grill, you pieces of shit.
You guys want to meet Lars? He's such a tool. There's something about a fire. People want to look at it. They want to poke it. They want to add stuff to it.
What is he, retarded? They want to put their dick in it.
They want to fuck it. They want to lick it. Cooking around a fire becomes a gathering. This guy is such a fucking dildo. This is the stupidest article I think we've ever covered.
I think it really is.
And we've covered a lot of stupid fucking shit.
This is the dumbest, most worthless. I can't believe that this is taking up spot in my brain right now.
This is on NBCnews.com. This is news?
Slow news day.
This is new. This is beyond slow. In the end, though, the attraction of a barbecue, a grilling? Who calls it a grilling?
Hey, I'm having a grilling. Who are you grilling? It sounds like a fucking lawyer talking.
Or a cookout.
We're going to be grilling this person.
So what's a cookout? What's the difference of a cookout? Did he say it?
A cookout could be there's
could be
grilled meats.
And barbecue.
There's barbecue. And there's also other things. Could be desserts.
What if there's an orgy? What's that involved?
It's a grilling.
It all comes down to food. It's really the common denominator for all folks. We might not all like the same sports or have the same politics or listen to the same music.
Or like the same Food Network hosts.
But everybody loves food. That's not true. Not everyone loves food.
What about bulimics?
Some people don't love
food. What about anorexics?
Or just people are like, it's I like to eat. I don't like, I'm not in love with, you know, like they're like, I eat to live. Like,
yeah, some people have very bland diets and they're like, I don't care what I eat.
It's fine with me. We have food at all of the events of our lives, the good ones, the bad ones. We share meals and the happy moments.
Not every.
Yeah, yeah. Like, say you're fucking, you're not eating.
It's not like when you... People always say there's food at a funeral. No, there's food after a funeral. It's not like somebody's eating a corned beef sandwich over the casket.
Drip it on
Saying goodbye.
Drip it on the guy's face.
Food at every event?
I wasn't eating food at baby Barb's birth. Imagine I'm eating like a sandwich
in
there.
Yeah, Doc, you want to pull a hand here? I got to wipe my... Got some grease on my fingers.
I don't know if this
meat
is
pizza.
Sanitary or not. It says, we pass around dishes at the sad ones. You get nourishment from both the active eating and from the active eating in a group. I don't get what that means.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
That the food nutrients and then the social interaction?
I guess.
What if you're a serial killer? You don't need any social interaction.
What if you're a serial killer and you eat people's brains and their dicks?
What if you're a serial killer, you go to these functions, actually go there to pick out people that you're going to kill next?
You could. That's a griller. I know everybody doesn't expect to hear this from Guy Fieri, good third person, but I have to be honest. One of my favorite things in the world to grill is vegetables. Ooh, whoa, blew my,
bombshell. That
blew my mind.
Why did you prep us for that, guy?
Whoa, man, I'm glad I'm sitting down. I would have fainted.
I would have shit my pants.
Jesus. Asparagus, red onions, carrots. It's like I was wondering, hey, what kind of veggies is he grilling? I got to know. Any big veggie, green beans, I'll grill anything. This guy, he's crazy. He's a real wild card.
he's like the anarchist of grilling.
I want to party with you.
I don't give a fuck. I'll grill whatever.
There's something about that hot sear that you get from the radiant heat of charcoal that caramelizes, blisters, and adds flavors with the smoke. A little bit of smoke coming through.
This is the most weird. I can't believe this. What did he write this for? Who did he write this for?
It's on NBC News.
It's just like an editorial piece or an opinion piece?
It seems to be.
Oh, my God.
I'll even take them the next day, chop them up, and make a grilled vegetable salad.
Dude, I've never heard anybody more boring in my life.
This is crazy. Don't get me wrong. I love to get up the big steaks and all that. My wife loves lamb chops. A big, nice, double-cut pork chop is great, but veggies are my fave. If my fave makes a written fucking thing, this is crazy. There's some writer out there who's like, how do I break in? And they're reading this, and they're like, there's no guy.
Dye your hair blonde. Spike it.
Be a former fucking muffler salesman on QVC, wherever the hell he works before he got his job. Go on a reality show on the Food Network. Open a bunch of shitty fucking fusion restaurants.
Part of me thinks that we'll never make it because we'll never be this fucking bland.
We'll never
be this broad. There's people reading this going, oh my God. Did you know? I guess someone who called somebody else and goes, did you know that Guy Fieri has been grilling vegetables mostly?
Yeah. He said, if I convince you to do anything, please go get a charcoal grill. It will change the way your food tastes. I know that gas grills are convenient. I know that they're easy. I know that they have radiant grills, and they have lava rock, and they have all kinds of stuff. Yes, they do work. Yes, they do a good job. We used to have that in the paragraph.
Dude,
what does that even mean? I don't even know what he's talking about. He said, we used to have a gas grill like anybody. One day I finally said, that's it.
And then I became better than you. And I go, we're going charcoal.
It's the same amount of time to heat up a gas grill as it is to heat up a chimney full of good charcoal. And the flavor profile of what you get from a charcoal fire over gas is just 10 to 1, in my opinion.
Oh, God.
And once you get yourself a charcoal grill, get yourself a chimney to light your charcoal, a good sturdy chimney. Get yourself some good charcoal, no instant lit stuff.
I bet he sells his own brand
of
charcoal grills and chimneys.
Charcoal Grills and Thrills is his new show.
It's Triple C.
And don't use charcoal lighter fluid. All you need to do is put paper in the bottom of the chimney, light it.
Why can't we use lighter fluid now? A lot of rules. This guy's the biggest fucking cunt in food.
a lot of fucking rules here. And light it, the charcoal will get itself going. Cook with charcoal and get that heat. That flavor and that sear that you can't get any other way. That's my 2 cents. It's a lot of, this is more than 2 cents. It's like $100.
Dude,
I'll
give them $20 to shut the fuck up.
And I don't worry if you call it a barbecue when you're just grilling. Your whole fucking beginning of the article, you are worried.
Does this guy know how to write?
No.
Because his opening piece was all about what a piece of shit you are if you call it a barbecue when you're just grilling.
By the way, how great is this last line? Nobody wants to come by for a grilling. Everybody loves to come to a barbecue.
Fuck you! You just said that you weren't supposed to call it that. That is degrading barbecues.
And then he goes back.
Oh, what about all the people that spend all day long barbecuing? What, you still call it a barbecue?
At the very end.
Dude, this guy's stupid. He's arguing. His IQ is Dassey level stupid.
He's arguing with himself.
He's a fucking tool.
He just overruled
Tweet
himself.
Tweet at him right now. I just read your article. Fuck you.
Case dismissed. Beach cops.
Yeah. Tell him to go fuck himself right now on Twitter.
By the way,
I want to run into it. Where's Bert? I'm going to call Bert Kreischer and be like, hey, next time you see Fieri, give him this fucking envelope.
He should have Bert, if he wants an all-time high-rated podcast, have us and Fieri on the same podcast.
Oh, my God. Dude, I would go buck wild.
Bert would be...
Fieri would fight.
He would get annoyed, for sure. He would leave, yeah. I think. He'd be like, I'm not doing this.
I wouldn't.
These guys are idiots.
People would probably be like, no, when you see Fieri, you're going to be like, oh, no, I will refer straight to... I'll read this article right before I walk into that podcast studio to record, and I will be so livid that I will fucking go right after him.
By the way, it says this was written. The very end, it says, a little blurb. As told, the Think editor, Megan Carpentier, edited and condensed for clarity. So it's just this fucking idiot rambling on and on about nothing. So much so that he fucking contradicted himself at the end. They're probably like, just let him bury himself. We'll print it.
This is probably a 13-page deal. And she's like, none of this makes sense. They're like, page 5 and 6 are just dedicated to Hunter.
By the way, she's like... I went to fucking journalism school for this. This is my assignment. I got to sit with this asshole. Listen to him talk about the difference between barbecues and grilling. And fucking about charcoal chimneys and fucking Santa coming down your charcoal grill chimney.
Man.
What a fucking dope.
Dude, I guarantee you he does not act like this at all in his personal life. I bet he's a fucking maniac.
I bet he's a huge asshole.
I bet his ego is out of fucking control.
Oh, how could it not be?
Yeah. And the stuff he does for the charity, I get it. But personally, what I think is happening, it's like publicity. He gets his name, keeps that name in the paper constantly.
Loves publicity.
Look at me.
Dude, he's constantly.
He's writing articles about nothing.
He must have new PR. Because now he has a thing that says Hobbs and Guy. I'm looking at his Twitter page.
Is he?
Like about Hobbs and Shaw. Like he just loves his name out there.
Maybe he's gearing up for like, you know, because Johnny Garlic closed down. Maybe he hired a new team to like. To distance himself from all those failures.
He tweeted this, and somebody sent me this, that's how I know about it, so that's why I looked at it. He said, if you slow down and eat in courses, your body, mind, and most importantly, your stomach will catch up with this full feeling, and you won't eat as much.
Oh my God, dude, shut up.
Watch a show, all he does is hog... Fucking take huge bites of like a slob.
Of the most unhealthy food ever created.
And that's what you promote. You're making people fat. And he always denies that he does this. Dude, you serve something called garbage can nachos.
Yeah.
You're a fucking hack, man.
Dude, just own it. I love when people say he's just being himself. No, he's not. Say, it's not my responsibility to keep people thin.
That's their
responsibility. Yeah. I just show them good places to go
but
eat.
Don't try to tell me you're grilling veggies and you're fucking this and that. You're on a show where you eat dog shit.
Literally.
Every fucking
week. Oh, this dog shit has got a great
chew.
And
you admittedly say that all of it's great. You're like, I'm not a critic. But it's a show about promoting restaurants. So you're just getting people to go into shitty, some, not all, but shitty for the. We've been to one. It wasn't great. It was all right.
I've been to 3.
Yeah,
or 4.
You said one of them was like horrible.
Yeah, none of them been one where it was like, oh, that's great. I haven't been back to any of them again.
Bigger hoax, Seagal or Fieri? They're very similar in a lot of ways.
I respect Seagal more than Fieri. Something about his pathological lying is also more intriguing than Fieri's bullshit persona.
By the way, Eleanor, I was talking to her and she was telling me the Iceman brought up Seagal to her.
Yeah.
I think it was because he saw Tom Segura's bit on Seagal, and he's like, "This is comic," like almost like he discovered him. Like I saw a bit he did; it's unbelievable.
He was doing this thing on this streaming platform called Netflix,
and so he was talking about it, and she's like, and then told her that we hate Seagal, and we always shit on him. He's like, "Why? What's wrong with him?" You know, and she's like, "Oh, they say he's like a hoax and this and that," and he's like, "I once ate dinner with him. Next thing I know." He gets me in this crazy hold. He throws me on the floor. And he's like, he's 100% legit. Tice Man is sold.
You're talking about two people with crazy personas that met up. And they're like, you're legit? I'm legit.
This isn't a character I do, Andrew.
Yeah,
this
is me neither.
This is the real me.
Oh, yeah, you know, sure enough, the hair's real.
Don't you hate when you got your cock and your balls into your neighbor's asshole?
Wheels, fight Steven, see what happens.
Dude, yeah, I'm a martial artist.
He's legit. Talking about the Dice Man. Guy wears fucking shoulder holsters for guns with cell phones in them.
He's a Dice Man who got taken down to Chinatown by Seagal.
Did you see him? He was doing bumping mics in New York with Jeff Ross and Attell.
Great
he's
outfit.
Wearing his socks up to his fucking knees.
Always. Socks touch the shorts. Just wear pants. What's the difference?
This guy's telling us Seagal's the real deal. Next time I see Dice, I'm going to have a talk with him.
He's the real deal. I felt the power. Why would he do that anyway if it's a real story? Why would you take somebody down while you're eating dinner? What the fuck's the point of that? Just to show you can do it?
What'd they talk about?
I don't know.
Have you ever thought about becoming a policeman?
All the time.
I am a policeman.
I'm a cop. Wheels, pull out my badge.
I'm a cop in Brooklyn.
Don't you hate it when you're on the beat and you got this whore sucking your dick?
I once played a cop in Brooklyn, Gino Foligno, and out for justice.
Maybe, I bet I could see him being like, I was a real cop at that time.
Probably.
In that movie, I was actually had a real badge and I was a real cop. I was on duty actually looking. I think if you talked to him about early movies, he would tell you it wasn't a movie, it was real life, documentary.
Eleanor, I ate some of Guy Fieri's dishes. He's legit.
Eleanor, why did you call this a barbecue? You're grilling. You're disrespecting the people that are barbecuing.
What are you using, lighter fluid, dummy? You gotta use the charcoal chimney.
Where's your chimney, stupid?
Dice Man joins forces with Guy Fieri to change the world.
What is he doing? Hickory dickory duck. Get a chimney for your fucking grill.
I imagine if Hunter was a huge Dice Man fan and Dice like went over to fucking meet him.
Oh, dude, I could see
him.
Guy Fieri.
Oh, he loved Dice, I bet.
I bet you not really, but like...
Oh, he'd pretend he did?
Yeah,
and
be like, oh, it's a Dice Man!
You know who I'm surprised have never come into contact is Pauly Shore and Guy Fieri.
Like, no, dude,
it's
like,
the weasel and guy. No, I'm wheezing the barbecue juice.
I'm wheezing the aioli. I'm wheezing the donkey sauce.
Oh, you can't wheeze it if you can't squeeze it. I just thought of that off the top of my head.
I'm squeezing the donkey sauce.
God fucking Fieri.
It's the weasel and the other weasel, Guy Fieri.
Speaking of which, I told her last night I wouldn't talk about her, but I'm going to go back on my word. I went to the Comedy Store last night, and I saw, remember I told the story of I gave an employee a ride up the hill, and she said she loved Guy Fieri.
Yeah, yes.
And I couldn't believe it.
She texted me, and yeah. I was like, I don't know what's going
She's
on
She's like,
here.
Heard you're talking about me, and I was like, in my mind, I was like, oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. Worst case scenario.
And I think I may have gone a little harder on her, so you got to
well,
tell me
I think
is.
I said, though, she may hear, I think like we were aware that it could get back. And I was like, oh, man. I was like, I hope you're... And she's like, no, it's fine. She's like, I thought it was funny. And I was like, all right, like I'm glad you're okay. Wait,
she said, like, I thought it was funny. Like,
no, she was fine about it. She's a comic, which I didn't know.
She's a comic. Tell me who it is off the air.
And so she said her parents are like, you got burned. Her parents thought it was funny. She said,
wait, her parents listened to the show?
I think they must have listened to that clip. And then somebody from the comedy...
I don't understand how she found it.
Somebody from the Comedy Store, another employee, was like, hey... She's like... Did you get a ride? Like, I didn't, because we didn't say who
Jesus
it was.
Christ.
So they, like, thought they...
Gotta watch what we say now.
I know, so...
We're getting to that point.
I felt horrible. But she was fine with it, and I actually gave her a ride up the hill last night and said, from here on out, but I went back on my
work.
She's
like, you know who I love? Alton Brown.
She said, go on and talk. She said, talk about me. Hopefully I become big from it, from the publicity.
Oh, all right.
She said, I thought you made a face when I said I love Guy Fieri. She said, but I didn't know if you were having a bad night. Or you had a bad set. And I said, no. I was like, I'm sorry. But yeah, I'm not a fan.
Did you tell her that was just your mind shutting off?
Yeah, I said, I'm just not a fan. Like,
from here on out, I can't listen to anything else you say.
So I guess we just agreed to we're cool. Yeah. But we just agreed to disagree on that one topic,
That's
which is
cool.
fine.
That's cool.
So yeah. But yeah, it was when she said, was like, oh, no.
Well, hopefully he doesn't listen to this, because that was the...
Yeah. Well, that, I mean, yeah.
Guy Fieri genuinely deserved what he got on that one.
Yeah, that was... Yeah, that's horrible.
It was weird. Is he having problems? I don't understand what's going on in his life where he'd feel the need to write...
Almost sounds like he was like... It was like 2 a.m. He was like on a ton of coke. And he's like, let me talk to you for 8 hours about everything I think. And the lady's like, I guess I can try to cobble an article out of like the rantings of a fucking idiot.
Good, because you're going to need to.
Jesus. God, his... like. Imagine what his wife has to listen to out of his fucking mouth.
She's just like,
she must
keep the money coming in.
She must love when he's on the road for Triple D. Like, yeah, go ahead. I'll be here at the house.
So she'll be doing Triple D at home.
I'll be at the house having barbecues. Don't call it that unless it's 8 to 18 hours, babe. But if you do call it that, it is cool.
She'll be sucking Triple D's.
Triple D's? Triple D's. Triple E's, welcome to Triple E's, bro. Triple D is a fucking... They're running humans. It's a slave trade, bro. Uh-huh.
Dude, he warned us August.
Yeah.
Things are going to change in August.
Yeah, I get it. Sam Triple E hosts Tinfoil Hat. He walked by us. We were at All Things Comedy. He said, come August, bro, if everything plays out the way I think it is.
But it was a classic...
Whole world as we know it's going to change, bro.
It was classic conspiracy theorist style, where it's like, he knew what it was, but he wouldn't tell us.
No, he wouldn't tip the hand.
Even though we know him.
He could save us. Or I don't know if we need saving, but
I said,
know.
Should I even bother working anymore? Like, should we just give up now?
I told him I was going to sell everything I own for gold bars.
I already did.
No, I'm going to do it.
I know, but I already sold it after he told me. As soon as I went home, I got rid of everything.
Things may get so crazy, people are just going to be calling it barbecuing and not grilling.
Maybe this is what he was thinking would change our life. This
Triple
article.
A guy. Oh, this is what's going to happen in August?
Guy Fieri's going to write this article about barbecuing, man.
People are
going to
be grilling
crazy.
Vegetables like never before.
That's the beauty of leaving it so open-ended. It could be anything.
Or he said, if everything goes as it should. Because things didn't go as planned, man. Yeah. There's always an out.
Yeah, there's always an out.
Yeah, it's like, or like, the Clinton shut it down. Like, double down on another, bring in another conspiracy. Yeah. The shut down the conspiracy.
It's Spaghetti Gate, bro.
You can't fucking stop the meatballs, man.
The meatballs are going to kids' mouths.
Speaking of, the only way you can follow, Guy, this will be a palate cleanser. This is some true highbrow content. Who's this from? This is from, apparently I got an email that Howard Moon emailed me. He said he wants to go by Scott now. I don't know what that's about.
Wait. Does he have multiple personalities?
I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe his multiple personalities are stalking each other.
I was told that he says, this is Howard Moon, a.k.a. Jeremy, a.k.a. Scott.
I think he just goes by Scott. Just one word?
Yeah, just
He's
Scott.
He's like Prince. He's just Scott.
So this is out of Sheboygan.
Oh, it's a good area.
This is the Sheboygan Press.
I've been to Sheboygan several times.
Did you fuck any Sheboygans?
No. Road America.
What about some
Elkhart Lake is right next to Sheboygan.
What about some Shagirlgans?
No, I fuck some Shamagans.
35-year-old Sheboygan man, sentenced Monday, 3 years of probation. What was his crime? Clogging women's toilets in DeLand Park and at his place of work. Serial toilet clogger.
Dude, you're getting in trouble for that.
The serial clogger.
Fuck you. What's he doing? Flushing stuff down there?
Let's see.
Because he wanted the women not to flush their shit?
I'm not sure. Patrick D. Beeman was originally charged with 12 misdemeanors.
Willie Beeman?
This guy got 12 misdemeanors of criminal damage to property. 7 of the charges were dismissed. They're like, dude, we can't charge him for a lot of this shit.
Who was the prosecutor? Same one that's trying to get the kid for dodgeball?
Yeah, probably. Their cousin. As conditions of probation, he will have to serve 150 days in jail. Pay more. This guy's going to go 150.
What?
There's some crimes where you're like, the guy gets no jail. This guy's going to do 150 days for being a serial toilet clogger?
What was he clogging him with first?
They said nuclear weapons. No, I don't know. We'll see. He has to pay more than $5,500 in restitution. He's not allowed to possess or consume alcohol or any controlled substances. And complete 100 hours of community service.
I get
That's
it.
That's a hefty charge.
We used to clog the toilets in high school, and then my buddy would kick, the pipes on the sink, the drain pipes. Yeah. He would kick all those off.
Jesus.
And then they'd be like, look, someone's damaging the bathroom.
Remember in Goonies when Sloth goes crazy with the pipes in that country club? A guy gets, the toilet goes
up
through
the
roof.
He's going.
Yeah, Sloth had superhuman strength.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Hey, you guys. While the state only recommended Beeman serve 30 days in jail, Judge Ken Hoffman, he went crazy. He sentenced to 30 days for each of the five counts of criminal damage property.
This guy's like, I've had my toilet clogged.
Yeah, maybe this guy, maybe he's an old rival, this guy. Or he's like, I'm the serial toilet clogger, not you. I'm going to punish you.
If anyone's going to clog toilets around here. But I went to a barbecue, I mean a grilling the other day, and then I clogged my toilet.
It says Beeman will be able to participate in the Huber program. Is that a new
Huber?
Uber? I don't know what that is.
Huber?
It says it allows him to continue working at his current job, but requires him to report back to jail every day after work. That's a shitty day. You're like, all right, I'm out of work. I'm going back to jail. I got to go to sleep over there.
I'd be like, hey, can I get some overtime? Do you have anything else you need to stay to do at work?
Jesus.
Sorry, another 18-hour day at work.
That's a horrible... That's a bad...
They're also stupid. Yeah, I almost better off just lock me up all day, so at least I don't have to go to work.
Let me lose my fucking job. He apologized for the damage and stress he caused in a statement he read during the sentencing. He said, I need to make things right and pray for forgiveness every day.
Pray for... Yeah, God is like...
Take smaller shits.
God is like, my son, I forgive you for your huge
My
shits.
Son, people in war-torn countries and people, you know, facing horrific things.
Dude, this
guy... I'm going to answer your prayers, serial toilet clogger.
This guy definitely shoved... He must have shoved stuff down and ruined the plumbing.
Maybe dildos? 18 inches?
I don't even know what... Wadded up newspaper?
It says, according to a criminal complaint, officers found a toilet in the women's bathroom at the community center clogged by a plastic bottle last March.
So pull the bottle out.
Water was overflowing from the toilet.
I like this guy's style, I gotta admit.
Officers checked the restrooms the previous evening. The toilets were not damaged.
Basically, this guy's going to a park and just clogging up the toilets. Yeah. When have you gone to a park and not seen the fucking toilets clogged?
Or a gas station or any, like 7-Eleven. Officers reviewed 10 similar incidents beginning in April 2017
How'd
where toilets were clogged. City determined each incident caused about $200 in damage.
For what?
Probably
because it flowed out on the concrete floor?
For someone to come in and fix it.
Oh, my God.
Officers were able to identify Beeman after speaking with the manager of the temp agency from which he worked, who said Beeman damaged toilets at a company where he was placed. This guy, he can't help himself.
Get this guy in a program.
Dude, he can't help. He's addicted to damaging toilets.
He needs to get in a program that can get him over the hump here.
Dude, he was only employed at that place for 1 month, and he... damaged their toilet. He couldn't take it. He's like, these toilets are too fucking pristine. I gotta fuck them up.
It's almost like they're angry. Maybe he was punished with a toilet as a kid. Like his dad was like, what did you do? And he would shove his head in the toilet.
He's like, now you're gonna eat the whole toilet if you want to smoke one. Or his dad was a plumber and this is his ultimate rebellion.
And left him.
I'll show you, you piece of shit. I'm gonna clog every toilet I ever see.
Maybe his dad beat him with a pipe wrench. Or a plunger. Maybe his dad used to put a plunger on his face.
Maybe he was hitting the face too much in dodgeball. Now he has CTE.
Yeah, I heard that kid now looks like Sloth from Goonies. They got hit.
The manager said Beeman was placed at another company where incidents of a similar nature
Dude,
began to
what
happen.
Wait, and they kept him at the company? At the temp company?
Like,
kept
he's
him
just
employed?
Too good as a temporary employee. We got to keep promoting, giving him jobs.
He's so good that he may clog your toilet, but you won't even think about it.
According to the complaint, Beeman told police he gets urges to do odd things, like look for bottles in the garbage to plug toilets.
What a crazy urge. You think it's a sexual thing? Oh, look at that bottle. It would fit so good in a toilet right now.
Mom, I met this new inmate. His last name's Beeman.
Stay away from him. He's going to clog your toilet.
He's a cool guy, but he said he gets compulsions to do odd things.
Yeah?
Like what?
To look through the trash for bottles and clog toilets.
Mom, I'm drinking a bottle right now, and he's staring at it, and he's saying to me, he whispered in my ear that would fit great in our toilet.
Don't let him do it.
Get
him out of there. Tell
okay.
him. What'd I tell you? Snitching is cool.
Okay.
Especially in prison. Get you points. Suck up to the guards.
Other inmates love guys who are in with the guards.
Yeah.
The warden. Get him an apple.
Okay.
Bring some ice to the warden when he's hot.
Yeah. Did you see that guy that screen grabbed the subtitles of Making a Murderer? And it was Barb and Brandon. And it was
yeah.
just, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Written yeah. on the screen.
It says this guy stopped when he heard cops were investigating. He knew the gig was up.
He just kind of
turned himself in.
Look, some people have urges that tell them to kill people. Some people have urges to tell them to take that bottle and shove it down a toilet.
This guy hears voices. Have we done BetDSI yet?
No, we have not.
You got to get on BetDSI, everybody. Bet when Beeman's going to strike again on that next toilet. I don't think they have odds for that, but maybe they should.
Well, who do you have if George Masvidal fights Conor McGregor? Who do you have in that?
I got Masvidal. I hope.
I like Masvidal, but I have McGregor.
Masvidal says he's a real G. Respects McGregor.
Yeah.
Who do you got? Cormier Stipe, part two, 2 weeks. And Nate Diaz Poirier, 2 weeks.
I have. Nate Diaz.
Oh, no, excuse Poirier. Me. Nate Diaz Pettis. I apologize. He's initially supposed to fight Poirier.
I have Diaz.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I got Pettis.
I think Pettis' best days are behind him. He's still.
He's looked better, though, in recent
I know,
fights.
But he's getting a little wobbly.
Yeah,
on the chin.
We'll see.
And I also have Stipe.
Yeah, I don't know if Cormier can pull off the magic twice. When he's so much
he's
smaller.
Stipe's huge.
But Cormier, if you look at who he's beaten, some fucking big, big names.
I know. But Stipe has, if he can touch him.
Yeah.
And he's huge.
He's a big
guy.
There's
nothing against Cormier. I just think size-wise.
There's a huge height discrepancy.
I think he's been on a hot streak, and I think the last fight he was tremendously skilled, and that skill played in with a lot of luck.
Well, you want to talk motivation, is Stipe wants that belt back.
Yeah. So if you guys want to gamble on this, you can also gamble on baseball. You can gamble on football starts soon, doesn't it?
Politics, yeah. Football's coming up. It's big for BetDSI.
I wonder if they're going to say who will be like the Democratic nomination. Who will be? I'm sure they do.
Yeah, I wouldn't
get
be
on there. I'm more. I will bet on politics. I like that.
I
want
to bet
gamble.
On elementary school dodgeball.
You can do it. You can get BetDSI on an app on your phone.
Yeah.
You can do it on your computer. You can get paid right on your phone. And you can bet on all this stuff. But if you bet on this stuff, what you want to do, there's a lot of perks involved in this. Use that DO101 promo code when you bet on BetDSI.
It's going to make you feel good. And I don't know if this is, it's not an official study, but people have looked into it. They say the winning percentage is usually higher. Allegedly, when you use the promo code DO101.
And bet against me every time and you'll be a sure winner. And so our new slogan is, don't be a hoe, use DO101.
You kind of missed the rhyme. Don't be dumb, use DO101.
Wum.
Speaking of toilets, I saw this. I haven't watched the show yet, which I should. But I randomly...
Wait, how about this? It'll be super fun. Bet on DO101.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
Took us a little couple minutes. There's a show, I saw it, I think, online, a preview for it. It's on Netflix. It's called Jailbirds, and I think it's just all about life in jail.
I've seen it, or I've seen the thumbnail.
So the clip that I saw, what was it? I think they call it toilet talking. So some fucking inmate discovered this process. Here's how you do it. You take a styrofoam cup or anything, you know, something that can hold water.
Yeah.
You bail out your toilet.
Oh, so the pipes are clear.
Completely of water. You stick your head directly into that shitter, right up to the hole, and you yell, "Hey, anybody out there?" And
but don't there other people to hear it have to have their toilets cleared of water?
Yeah. So, but then there are other people. So then because this is a jail, there are women on other floors. These guys are starting. They're starting like romance. They're like they've never seen each other. And this lady's like, it's like having a cell phone. They're loving life,
dude. It's like the '80s chat lines.
It's a party line. It's a party line. Anybody can answer.
No way. Dude, it's a toilet party line.
The only part they're sticking their head directly. I was like, can you imagine being.
Dude. We should do this on the basement. We should do a video for the hottest new party line. There's a bunch of people tugging their toilets.
I couldn't believe. Dude, there's women doing it. Everyone was loving it. They're like,
how many people are jerking off to like, and chicks are like fucking masturbating.
Oh, and you can give somebody the sign to, hey, bail your toilet out. You do a knock, and everyone has their own special knock on the pipes.
Wow.
And that signifies, like, hey, I'm looking for Angie.
Jerry wants to talk tonight.
But what if they catch you? Like, you're talking to another lady, then, like, she, like, gets lonely.
Oh,
she bails it out, and she hears you talking to someone else.
Yeah, or what if she's talking to multiple guys, and you didn't know? You thought you were the only toilet talker there
and
was.
How much fucking toilet sex talk is going on? These are people locked up.
Like, what if one guy...
What are you wearing up there? Well, I'm wearing the standard issue jail jumpsuit.
What if one guy's talking, but then all of a sudden a guy starts taking a shit? It's like...
Shut up up there. I'm going to kill you.
Are you taking a shit? I'm trying to talk here.
Oh, you're saying take a shit on his actual toilet
into
line.
Like another toilet that so happens to be in the middle of them.
What if you have diarrhea and you have to use the guy's talking?
Yeah,
but Hill's like,
hold on, I'll be right back.
He's like, I'll kill you if you break my call up.
Do you really want to talk to somebody that bad?
Do I know?
I think a lot of these. I think also a lot of toilets in prison don't have water in them. I think they're, you know, they're
a lot, like, so you don't drown yourself.
Whatever. But they flush real quick, you know, and like, like an airplane sucks it out.
Ugh.
Well, now what are they going to do?
Who invented? Who's the innovator? The prison innovator who did that?
One guy was just yelling in the toilet.
Yeah, like no one could hear it for years.
I bet one guy was like crying at the toilet. And someone's like, hey,
I can hear you.
Who's out there?
Shut up.
Wait, we could talk to these toilets.
There's women in here. I bet if we tell them. And then it just spread.
Well, you know what's going to happen now? Passing drugs through there and other and weapons through the pipes. You can talk through them. You can figure out the. Someone's going to draw up, get the schematics for where the pipes run.
Prison and jail are like the ultimate cat and mouse game between enforcement and the. Because it's like they're always going to think of new crazy things because they're criminals.
Well, I think it's the ultimate think tank. You want some out of the box thinkers, you go to prison.
But they can't. I think they can only. They have their minds are criminals, so they can't think of like products. They can just think of like innovative things to do in prison.
They should.
That's a crazy, like, to be able to figure that out, it's a pretty crazy thing.
Yeah.
And everyone has their own, knock. You're doing codes and shit. It's, when I saw it, I was like, this is unbelievable.
If someone's, you know, I'm going to try it in my apartment.
I might go to jail. I might go to jail just to talk to some people.
What if you could talk to
I'll promote the podcast through the toilets.
What if you could talk to a friend in Vietnam?
the toilet. Like cable guy.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe. I maybe want to watch the show, but I haven't done it, so maybe not.
Some of these prison shows seem to be fairly repetitive.
Well, yeah, what hasn't? Always but this same. Is a new. This is a new topic I had never seen covered.
What is Netflix going to get 90 days in, or 60 days in,
or 90 Day Fiance? No, they don't actually. They don't have either.
They don't have either. I've looked. I've scoured it.
By the way, quick update: 90 Day Fiance. The guy who I told you about, who made the 19-year-old Brazilian take a pregnancy and STD test. He visited her. He went back to the U.S., visited her again later.
Yeah.
Makes her take another pregnancy test. And he goes, my past girlfriend. That has nothing to do with this lady, dude. It's all your issues.
In the past.
What are you doing, man? And the girl was like, she was pissed, but she did it. I go, what are you doing? Why are you taking this shit?
She's not going to learn, man.
Dude, he buys her. She loves duty. The duty
she
emoji.
Loves duty?
She loves the duty emoji guy buying her all this duty emoji stuffed animals. Oh, by the way,
what? Like the piles of shit?
Yeah. And unicorn stuff. This lady, it's like a child, and she plays with it all. He spends like a lot of money hauling it over there.
My God.
Someone told me on Twitter, good point, and I realized it right after the episode that I did fail in this aspect. They're like, you left out the craziest thing about this guy. He lives with his mom, and he like loves his mom, and he calls her mother a lot, which is always creepy.
Mother?
What's his name?
David Taylor?
Bates. Norman Bates. So him and his mom are so close that whenever they travel,
close are they?
I didn't see this part of the show. It may have been why I didn't. Courtney told me about it, though. So whenever they travel, they hate being away from each other so much.
He and the mother.
Yes.
He makes the mother take a pregnancy test when he comes home.
The mother reaches into her brush, rips out a lot of her hair from the brush.
And gives it to him.
Gives it to him. This man puts it in his pocket.
No,
and he keeps it there the whole trip. I've never heard anything as
this
crazy
as
that.
This guy is so severely mentally deranged, and so is the mother. That poor girl's going to get killed and stuffed.
I mean, you imagine reaching into you're doing someone's laundry. You're like, that's a huge hairball.
Dude,
that's my mom's. Oh, my God.
Do you know where the pregnancy test comes from? The mother.
How do you know she's not pregnant?
The mom got
going
mad.
Crazy.
She Skyped him because he said he wants to get married in Brazil, and the mom wasn't happy about
dude,
it.
Dude, she is totally feeding his brain's already diseased, and she's just spreading it around, smearing it around. I guarantee you she's like, she's got STDs. She's pregnant.
You better test her.
You're crazy.
She doesn't lives outside of the U.S.
He's from Kentucky.
Ugh.
I have a call coming in from toilet line 6. It's my uncle.
Hang on, mom. What if all his calls in his toilet are just, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're boring, man. Put somebody else on.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, you the motherfucker who's got in the ice machine. I'm going to kill you.
We'll kill you.
You guys are abusing the system.
Brandon, you gotta stop talking to your toilet.
Hey, Brandon, it's me. I'm on the toilet upstairs.
Scott on the toilet?
Brandon, you can't call me.
I tried to call you last night on the toilet.
Yeah, it doesn't work. I'm not in the system.
But I can call Bill.
I call Uncle Steven, and we're related, so I thought it would work.
My friend Bill, he's in another floor, and I talked to him in the toilet.
Hold on, Mom. I got another call on the other toilet line.
Sorry, it was just somebody shitting.
What if someone just making fart noises in the toilet to disturb other people's
call? I would. People would be like, who the fuck? I'm going to kill whoever's doing that. I'd just be in there every time people are talking.
Shut the fuck up. Surprised Tommy Morris doesn't go to prison, make himself go to prison just to talk to people for hours. Imagine being his cellmate, he would talk to you for like...
Well, let me tell you about prison. I've been here for life.
Let me tell you about Mitzi. Tell me about prison.
I healed the prison.
Let me tell you about Tommy Morris. He's a legit fighter.
You're going to see my herpes.
We should have Dice on to talk MMA.
The MMA?
It's stupid. They're not legit.
Seagal would kill them all.
He'd beat the champion in every division.
He trained Anderson Silva. And when he stopped training him, Anderson lost.
I would pay a lot of money to see Dyson Seagal just sitting at a table.
I'd pay to see him see Seagal get Dyson in a hole.
Who wins the Weirder Outfit Award? Dyson Seagal. One's wearing a curtain with fucking... Tibetan beads. The other's wearing fingerless gloves.
One's got shooter glasses on.
What do you think they even ate? The other's wearing Elvis, like oversized glasses.
Yeah, where would they go to eat?
I don't know.
We went to Denny's.
Yeah, could be that. Could be something like that.
I had a grand slam.
Or it could be like trying to be Hollywood in some sort of classy estate, you know, like Nobu or fucking.
Yeah.
Let's go to Nobu. Oh, we could do KFC if you're into that.
What was that place across from the gym you had?
The Ivy.
The Ivy.
Seagal going in with his kimono. I could see Seagal just getting a lot of stuff on his kimono food. You're staying in your outfit, Steve.
No, he has another one.
This is my eating
kimono. I was going to say, he has an eating kimono that he puts on.
I could see
instead of a bib.
It is like a bib for your whole body.
It's almost like a dinner. Yeah, he's got like, you know, people have dinner jackets or smoking jackets. That's what he has for kimonos.
You're legit. And I'm saying the second part is, you see Seagal just take Dice down out of nowhere at the dinner table.
Yeah, be great.
Unbelievable.
Have you seen the horse cock on this Seagal guy?
I felt it press into my ass bag.
My ass bag.
I felt his yam bag and his banana squirter touching my ass bag. It hit my balloon knot.
He's a grown man in his 60s. He's like...
And he also says don't swear in front of his children who are late 20s, early 30s.
Have you seen my ass satchel where I keep all of my duty?
It's my ass satchel case. Fucking Dice. I always give Eleanor shit about the Dice, but their Instagram videos that she doesn't like when I talk about
it. It's so funny. I always tell her, I was like, how hard did he beat you this video?
From our Twitter, because, you know, Dice Man style on there, if you haven't seen his videos, is he... whips the phone back and forth to get different people's perspectives.
Yeah. It's classic Kubrick
Instagram style.
Yeah.
I said to Eleanor, tweeted about it. She's really promoting it lately. And I said, this is a great video, but it should come with Dramamine. And she didn't like it.
His camera guy is the same camera guy from the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah, similar styles. If you suffer from motion sickness, you may not like it. But yeah, they're still making those. She's out on the road with them right now, making those gram videos.
Say she loves it. Well, yeah. As long as she's happy.
Yeah, as long as you're having a good time.
I don't know if she is or not.
Go see him.
Yeah.
Someone who listens to us wanted to go see him in Iowa, but I guess they canceled the gig. I'm not sure why. Maybe Seagal invited Dice Man out on his yacht.
Who knows?
On his yurt.
All right, well, it was a good episode.
Another one in the books. Listen to Beach Cops, DO101, Fuck Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
Call it barbecuing, no matter what it is. Even if it's just...
I call it barbe-screwing.
Yeah, even if you're just, I don't know, if you're doing anything.
Fuck that meat.
All right, let's play a song. Let's get out of here.
Do it to it.
We
need to get the Das Man to sing a song. Okay.
What if he was a musical savant? We need Painter to sing a song.
They're through. They're done.
I feel guilty after masturbating.
Jimbo. Every now and then I'll put my iTunes on like shuffle for just all the songs.
And
for some reason, Painter always comes up like in the middle of nowhere, and it always makes me die laughing.
You're good. You're done.
You're through. You're done. All right, let's get out of here.
Watch those boars.
Anybody seen Richie?
Fuck you.
Fuck. Anybody know why Richie did Bobby Lupo?
What a range on those characters.
I didn't, you know, the more you really like listen to it, I didn't realize what a fucking weird
what a cartoonish accent he's doing.
Yeah.
Bobby Lupo. Why is he like doing
anybody
weird?
Know? Hey.
It's almost like Christopher Walken meets like a thick
meets a carny
quasi New York accent.
Guess your weight. Hey, anybody know?
And how fat his voice sounds in the later years with the owl snatch. Every motherfucking birthday.
Yeah. In the old days, it would have been like, hey, I'm going to snatch all your fucking birthdays.
Hey, read all about it over here.
Yeah, it's like a fucking newsboy.
Extra, extra, snatching birthdays. Hey.
Hey, I'm going to snatch them all. You
got it? Why did Bobby Lupo?
I wonder who was fucking acting.
Was there an accent over the O in the Lupo? Because he really hit that po hard.
The crazy thing is that he was teaching that fucking head of that like CAA or ICM, one of the big agencies, was teaching him Aikido, and he goes, hey, if you ever want to make extra money, you should get into acting.
That man created a monster.
But also, what a shitty thing that's just basically saying, hey, anybody can do acting, even you. As long as you know Aikido.
He was teaching class at the CIA.
I did hear him do something recently where he over-enunciated a particular part, and I was like, he does this with everything now.
It was karate.
I had bacon.
I was eating a cheeseburger.
I turned on a lamp.
I was in Berlin. Fucking idiot.
Have you ever felt carpet?
Bill Dill, man.
All right, we're out of here.